John Ulm is a senior inspector within the Prison Agency's Inspector General's Office tasked with looking into misconduct within the prison agency. During this past session, he was one of several investigators who testified about the Florida Department of Corrections during the Senate Criminal Justice Committee.
The atrocities that I thought I saw on the streets of America hold no accord to what I've seen inside the institutions of the penitentiaries of the state of Florida. And we ask our correction officers to go in there every day and do a difficult job. I know it. I did that job as an 18-year-old kid. I was hired at Madison Correctional Institution at 19 years old.
Because of the fact those folks came forward, I feel like they're being retaliated against right now.
That's Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, who chairs that committee. He says he thought the promise he got from Corrections Secretary Julie Jones months ago would hold. At the time, she'd said those employees who came forward would not face any retaliation. Later, she'd called the employees who testified, quote, disgruntled employees. Ulm is among several investigators suing the agency for alleged retaliation after claiming they were denied whistleblower status. Now, Evers says since their testimony, it's gotten worse and he wants to talk to Jones about it.
I've heard that they were put under additional internal investigations, that, that they're being locked in an office. And, you know, why am I paying somebody if you're going to just lock them in an office and give them a chair and a desk with nothing to do? You know, if you can't use it, that person needs to be moved to another agency that's willing to use their expertise, because these folks they're highly trained.
Evers also intends to question Jones about the prison's inspector general stepping down from his role earlier this month. Now Jeff Veasley will lead the intelligence division within the IG's office.
I mean, did we create him a position, or did that position already exist? What the duties are of that position? Is it instrumental in investigations and deciding what cases go forward and what cases don't move? Because if that be the case, he had that same knowledge and that same capability when he was the inspector general.
Secretary Jones faced a similar question earlier this month from Evers' panel about Beasley's move, which he says she has nothing to do with.
There were no performance issues associated with the IG. He did 4 years worth of good duty and has elected to step away from this position and do something different.
In his role as Inspector General, Beasley had come under fire for claims he'd helped cover up investigations surrounding inmate deaths and allegations of abuse by prison guards. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.